Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities, and would like to include your opinion. Can you help us out with the survey tonight?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. Am I speaking with Matthew?
Yes.
Thank you, Matthew. Okay, Matthew, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
About 9 years.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Marble, cement, plaster?
Refractory, if they have it.
Refractory, okay. Yes, we do. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey, apprentice, finisher, improver?
Foreman.
Thank you. And Matthew, yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None.
Thank you. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you. Matthew, yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Yes.
Okay. And why did you consider dropping your union membership? If you don't mind me.
Our local's the lowest paid local in the U.S.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number there were this time last year?
Probably fewer.
Fewer? Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
No? Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. Matthew, thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government, privately, or do you not know?
Privately.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
Probably about the same.
About the same? Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Same.
Thank you, sir. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Are you concerned about dust, air quality, fall risks, falling objects, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
None.
None, okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? And if yes, was it in person or online?
No, I haven't.
No? Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. You can answer yes or no on picketing.
No.
No? Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Thank you, Matthew. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, never?
Never.
Never? Okay. Thank you, Matthew. Now, Matthew, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. So please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. I'm going to start with the list. It says radio.
1.
Thank you. Local TV news programming.
5.
Thank you. The internet or social media.
1.
Thank you. Cable news.
5.
Print or online newspapers.
3.
Friends and neighbors.
1.
Thank you. Which cable network is your preferred news source? CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, another news channel?
None.
Let's see. Thank you. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Healthcare, jobs and the economy, the environment, education, immigration, support for labor unions, something else?
Current wages.
Thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that the federal elected officials support it?
Not important at all.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Democratic Party, Republican Party, both, or neither?
Neither.
Neither. As you may know, Matthew, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, Stellantis, over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
GM.
GM? Thank you. Would that be somewhat or much more?
Say that again.
Would that be support somewhat more or much more on the GM?
More.
Okay. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following by answering approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, disapprove strongly. His job as president overall.
Disapprove strongly.
Support for labor unions?
Support.
Would that be somewhat strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Foreign affairs?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about healthcare?
What's he done for healthcare?
that would be disapprove somewhat strongly?
Probably disapprove.
Okay.
Man, has everybody got through this whole thing?
Yes.
I feel like it's long. I thought it was going to be like a four-question survey.
I'm sorry. We're almost done, I promise. Immigration?
Probably disapprove strongly.
Thank you. The economy?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you. Okay. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Okay. Are you a registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other office in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you feel that you will not vote?
I will.
Okay. Most certainly, probably?
Yeah, certainly.
Oh, thank you, sir. Okay, we're at 75%. We're almost done, I promise. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democratic Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Well, if they're not union questions, I don't want to answer them.
Okay, this one we can skip. Thank you. Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation and affects your career, job opportunities? Retirement security.
Yes.
Okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, poor?
Good.
Okay, thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, poor?
Good.
Good. Thank you so much. In your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
I don't have a good reason right now.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. All right. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Taking care of their bricklayers.
Thank you. Okay. Here. All right. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, email, mail, text messages?
Text,
okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC?
A
couple of times a year, once a year?
Once a year.
Once a year? Thank you. All right. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for special purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat or Republican or independent?
If it's not union related, I don't want to answer it.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Matt.
Thank you so much, Matt. I appreciate you taking the time and completing the survey. This concludes our survey. You have an excellent evening, sir. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome.